What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Fit Cook Life podcast, where we promote a healthy balance between fitness, food, and mindset. Oh, yeah, that's right. Welcome back to the podcast. We got stuff flying all over the place over here. We're having a good time. This is Coach Ronnie. Sitting across from me is none other than Coach Cam.
What's up, everybody? I hope that y'all are liking the new opener for this season.
Yeah.
It's a little
season.
Yeah, it's like a new take on Jingle Bells.
Yeah.
I like it.
With me.
Yeah.
Jingle bells.
You're rapping in there. I like that. Anyway, today's podcast, obviously sponsored by the folks over at Apothecary ATL.
Mm-hmm.
Your go-to CBD store. Anything that you need, if you're interested in learning more, if you want to ask some questions, whatever it is, they are there to help you. So go over there or DM them on Instagram at Apothecary ATL and they can help you out.
Yep.
So, yeah, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
What are we going to talk about?
We're diving right into it. Mm. No BS today. We're going straight into it. You can't see it, but I am giving the ninja hand here.
Chopping away, man.
Chopping away.
What is on the chopping block?
Today's chopping block, ooh, that could be a new segment. Today's chopping block is how, I like that. We're going to start doing sound effects.
Yeah.
How to prepare for 2021.
Mm.
Today's specific 2021 preparation is in training.
Yes. What are you doing with your physical activity?
Yes. So Coach Ronnie is going to take the helm on this one. He's going to explain to you, whether you're new, whether you're already active, how to tackle those 2021 goals starting here in the month of December of 2020.
Yeah, get Take a head it away. Start. Get a head start on it. Why not start right now? Why wait for the new year?
Yeah.
I hate that. I hate New Year's resolutions. Just a little side note
they
there.
They should be full goals.
Yeah. You can always start a new goal whenever you want to. Yeah. You don't have to wait for a Monday. You don't have to wait for a new month. You don't have to wait for a new year.
No.
So, start now. Get ahead of the curve.
I'm going to interrupt you real fast.
Okay, go ahead.
They're going to get a little Gary Bell. New year, new me. Mm. Right? Air quotes around that, right? Everybody says that all the time. New year, new me. Yet, it's the same mindset that you take in every single year.
Mm.
You're going to end up being the same person.
Yeah.
So quit saying new year, new me, and start today.
Yeah. If you listen to the last podcast, we kind of brushed on that a little bit.
Yeah.
If you haven't done your self-check to figure out where you are, if you haven't done your assessment to figure out what you did with your goals in 2020 and anything like that, make sure you listen to the previous podcast. But we're past that now. So we figured out where we struggled. We figured out where we excelled. We know how we took those steps to reach those goals that we really wanted to achieve. And now we're looking at, okay, what are we doing with our training right now?
Mm-hmm.
Are we working out right now? That's the first question. Are you working out right now? Are you physically active? And if you're not, then get up and start to move.
Yeah.
That's the first thing. And if you are already active, how many days are you being active? Are you being intentional with your activity? And what kind of a training plan are you on? Are you just going in and just moving around to get some kind of a sweat in? Are you moving with a purpose? Or are you lacking that? And if you are lacking that kind of stuff, then maybe this is your chance to take that next step and get on some kind of a specific training plan.
Yeah, the two things that you said there that I want to highlight is the first one is, are you being active, right? And
right.
We take that mindset of New Year's resolution, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why wait a month? Don't get a month behind.
Yeah.
Don't let a day go by. Don't let a week go by. I know that we're pushing up to Christmas right now.
Yeah. Right around the corner.
It's right around the corner. It's a few days away. However, don't wait. Why wait? If it's your life. We're never guaranteed tomorrow, right?
Right.
So don't say, all right, well, I'm going to start the new year. No. Are you moving today? Start getting active today.
Yep.
You know?
And it doesn't have to be anything major if you're not doing anything right now. Like we say, go out and start walking more.
There is a story, and if you're listening to the podcast, I highly recommend that you YouTube David Goggins. He's a well-known Navy SEAL.
Okay.
He was a guy that went into the recruiting office at 360 pounds or something like that. He was a big boy.
Yeah.
And he was a termite exterminator or a roach exterminator, something like that. He was a bug exterminator. And he wanted to be a Navy SEAL. And okay. The recruiter looked at him and said, dude, you're too big. And you know how he started? He didn't just start training CrossFit the next day and started doing all of the crazy things that, you know, Navy SEALs need to do. No, he went out and he walked a mile.
Yeah.
That's how he started. And he timed himself. And then the next day he tried to do it better. And the next day he tried to do it better. And then he walked 2 miles. And he walked 5 miles. Then he ran a mile. Then it grew over time. And he understood. It's a process. And then guess what? Later on in life, now he's this bad A Navy SEAL. Right? And he goes out and runs like 30 miles a day now. But like, you know, like...
Exactly. What he's saying here is that it doesn't... You don't have to start with a big bang. You just got to start somewhere.
You need to have a goal. You need to start somewhere.
Yes. Just start moving. If you're not moving right now, get active.
Yeah. And if you are active, this was the second thing I wanted to highlight. If you are active, right, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
How much are you active, right? We see people, they're like, oh, I work out. But they're doing the same routine every single day. Now, we've talked about that, right? You don't want to do the same routine, the same bro split every week, every day. You know, you're doing the same workout.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have some structure. But at the same time,
you need variety.
You need variety. And I think that gets overlooked a whole lot in the fitness industry. In that, you know, I see trainers training their clients the same way every single time. Right? There's no progression. There's no degression, but there's no progression. And then at the same time, there's no variety either. How can we tell that someone's getting stronger if they're just doing the same weight at the same movement every single day?
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
So pay attention to how are you moving.
Right. Are you moving with a purpose? If you're not moving with a purpose, start moving with a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Our next tip that we have is find your routine. Find something that works for you. Something that works around your time schedule. We all know that this is kind of a weird time of the year, but a lot of people have off during this time from the Christmas to New Year's time period. So utilize this time to kind of figure out what kind of a routine works for you. Don't change your day completely because you want it to be something that you can carry on into the new year and beyond that, but find a routine that's going to start to work for you. What we recommend is to establish a base of having at least 3 to 4 workouts a week, and just start there. Find a routine where you can fit that into your schedule.
Yeah, I think it's important. And you touched on this: the people that have off, you know, they end up sleeping in,
mm-hmm.
and then they end up going to the gym in the middle of the day. I want people to start realizing, okay, that's not normal life. Right, yeah. That's my time off. I can do that on the weekends, sure, if I don't have anything going on. But it's you got to start with those habits.
Yeah.
Now, because what do you think? You think you're gonna be able to get up in the middle of the day and go work out in January? No, it's a brand new quarter. It's a brand new start of the year. Business is booming. You know, so you need to start establishing the time that you need to get up. You know, if you have to be at work at 8 o'clock in the morning and you have to hit the gym at 6 and you know that, you're kind of like in the back of your head, you're like, I'm going to have to get up early. I don't have time in the afternoon to go to the gym. And guess what? Start doing it now.
Mm-hmm.
Because then, one, you're going to have the rest of the day to yourself, which is fantastic, but you're also implementing a new habit without the stress of work,
yeah,
which is fantastic.
And also, if you have a family, this is also a great time because if you are one of those types of people that you're going to be waking up in the morning, you can go ahead and knock out that workout in the morning and then spend the rest of the day with your family.
Absolutely. Spend the rest of the day with your kids, with your parents, with whoever, significant other. It's fantastic. So start implementing the habits that you're going to need. I think that's a huge thing. Start implementing the habits that you're going to need in January and start doing it now because it's going to take a little while for your body to get used to.
Oh, yeah.
They
yeah.
become second nature.
Yeah, habits aren't formed overnight.
No. Bad habits are.
Yeah, they can
Good
be.
Habits are not.
No.
Just like weight. Just like fat.
Yeah.
You can put on fat fast. It's hard to get it off.
Yeah. Takes a little bit more time. So be intentional. Find the routine that works for you. Next one we have is schedule those workouts out. So figuring out when's that good time for you, but now what are you going to do during that workout time frame mm-hmm. that you're putting there? Are you doing cardio? Or are you doing weights? Figure out what you're going to be doing.
And this is that purpose that you were talking about, mm-hmm. right? So I want you to think about what's the body that you want. Ooh, almost knocked that over. What's the body that you want? Okay. Do you want to build muscle? Do you want to build strength? Do you want to be strong? And do you want to be cut and lean? Or are you looking for more of a thinner physique? Are you looking to just, I want to drop as much fat as possible. I want to get healthy again, yeah. right? Because your workouts are going to vary on that, right? You might have to spend a little bit more time during cardio if you have a higher body fat percentage. If you have a lower body fat percentage, maybe you need to spend a little bit less time on the cardio, a little more time in the weight room, yeah. right? So I want you to really, just like we said in the last podcast, give you like really dive deep within yourself and kind of realize, okay, I'm in this position here, and I want to be in this position over here. What's going to get me there? That's that workout with a purpose that Ronnie's talking about.
Yeah, guys, and it doesn't always have to be an aesthetic goal. Like we're talking about here, it can be something that's performance-based. It can be something like, oh, I want to get better at doing squats. I want to squat my body weight.
Right.
And if you have a goal like that requires specific programming and specific training in order to reach those goals.
Right.
Or if it's, I want to do a plank for a minute, you know, if you're not able to hold up a plank for more than 15 seconds, you want to hold a plank for a minute, you got to have specific exercises there to make it a little bit easier to progress towards that goal. So finding that purpose, getting on a routine, scheduling out the workouts, these are just little tips that you can start to implement right now that you don't have to wait till the new year.
One of our new clients has actually done that. Past few weeks, couldn't do a full burpee.
Yeah.
His goal was to be able to do a full burpee. Then his goal changed to doing 10 burpees. Okay?
That is
standing upright, going down, doing the full push-up, toes and hands, right? A full normal push-up, and then hopping back up with a body weight squat and jumping off the ground, right? That's a full burpee.
Right.
Broken down. What we had him do was get specific what problem areas he was at and split it up, broke it down into different movements to get stronger at those movements, and now he's able to do full burpees.
Yeah, it's having that purpose.
Mm-hmm. He got specific with what his homework workouts needed to be. He got specific of what he's going to, beyond what I or you ever gave him. He started mm-hmm. doing things on his own in his office, at home, and he was having fun with his kids, everything like that. And now he's able to do burpees and sit-ups on his own.
That's awesome.
Yeah, fantastic.
I love that.
I think what the biggest thing that Ronnie is saying here is to figure it out.
Figure out your flow whenever yes. it comes to finding your physical activity and your fitness.
Yes.
Figure out what's going to work for you.
And then stick to it.
Exactly. That's because the last thing. Just stick to it.
If you can't make it to January 1st, starting right now when you're listening to this podcast, no matter what day in December it is, and you can't make it to January 1st, we got to revert back and we got to say, okay, what's a realistic goal here?
Yeah.
And just like if he couldn't do a full burpee, he had to split it up. He couldn't just say, all right, I'm going to do 5 burpees. He couldn't do 1. So he's got to split it back. He's got to pull back. He's got to split it up into different movements and get stronger at those movements before he can do a full burpee.
Yeah.
Right? So the same thing goes for your goal, whatever your goal is.
Yeah. Figure right? out the steps that you need to make.
Yeah. And make those steps. And if it's not working out, revert back and split up it into smaller steps. You gotta realize, you know, you could take one big giant leap, but if you can't make that leap, you need to take smaller steps.
Yeah.
But still go in that same direction.
Yeah. You're still on the same path.
Right.
It's your journey. You don't gotta be jumping everywhere.
Yeah. And I'm gonna say this too when it comes to fitness goals, because you know I think this podcast will get listened to a lot, and I want to say this here, but I think it's great when people want to put out their fitness goals out there on social media
yeah.
and everything like that. But I would recommend putting it where you can see it every day. Who cares about the rest of the world? You need to remind yourself every single day of what your goal is.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's a sticky note on your mirror, then it's a sticky note on your mirror. If it's a piece of paper on your fridge, it's a piece of paper on your fridge. If you have to create it on your phone, screenshot it, and set it as your background on your phone. When every time you open your phone, you see it, then that's what it needs to be. But you got to remind yourself of what your goal is.
Mm-hmm. Don't do it for other people. Yeah, do it for yourself. Remind yourself of it. You don't need the validation from other people either.
No.
Like, it's great if you have a support system and you're putting it out to them. This is my goal that I want to reach. Can you hold me accountable?
Yeah.
Then yes, 100%. But if you're just airing it out there just to be like, hey, this is what I'm going to try to hit.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Keep it to yourself. Keep it private. Work on your goals in silence and surprise people.
Yes.
And you'll be turning heads and they're going to be like, wait, what?
How did you do that? Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't say that you were working out. Yeah, well, I don't have to.
Yeah, why
do I? Why do I have to announce my goals?
I don't have to check in on Facebook every time I go to the gym.
Yeah. Right. It's my goal. I'm working on it for myself.
Now, if you want to use the internet as accountability,
mm-hmm.
that's going to bring in a lot of different voices of, you know, trying to steer you in different directions.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're getting direction by your accountability group, your workout partner, your trainer, or whoever, then I would recommend keeping it a little bit more quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people are going to give their opinion. You know, and then realize this in a psychological sense.
The last thing
sense.
That we want to happen is for you to start working on yourself and you to start putting this out there and other people start tearing you down.
Yes. Because in a psychological sense, why would they tear you down? You're trying to build yourself up. It's based off of, and we've talked about this before in the past, but it's based because they themselves are unhappy with themselves and they're taking it out on you. And exactly. That's what you got to realize, especially when it comes to January, February, March, when people stop working on themselves and mm-hmm. stop their new year, new me, and that mindset goes away. Everybody's very positive the first 5 days of January. After that, everybody becomes critical of other people,
mm-hmm.
especially online. Everybody's a keyboard warrior, you know? Yeah. And so, you know, I would recommend is keep quiet and turn heads later.
Yeah.
But that's just me. So I'll be turning all of y'all's heads here soon. No, I'm just messing. on the next podcast, we are going to be going over how to prepare for 2021.
Episode number three. Focusing on
nutrition.
Nutrition.
Ooh, fancy.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're interested in any specific questions, if you want to sign up for a clarity call, that is free. It's a free 30-minute Zoom call or phone call, up to you.
Mm-hmm.
You can sign up through our website. You can go ahead and schedule that out. Ronnie and I's schedule is on there. Our availability is on there. So, there's really no talking to us beforehand.
Yeah.
You know, we might email you and say, what's up? But besides that, like, we're going to talk on the call.
Yeah.
You get a little one-on-one time with us. If you want to talk to both of us at the same time, request that, please.
Mm-hmm.
We can make sure that we're free. But, you know, if you need help with that clarity of, hey, I don't know if this is too big of a goal. I want to lose 400 pounds by December next year, you know. Or if it's, hey, is this too small of a goal? I want to lose 10 pounds next year. You know, like,
mm-hmm.
we can help you navigate that. We can figure out where you're at.
Or if you
at.
Don't know how to set a goal, or if you need to get into the specifics, like we talk about yeah. with setting the goals, about making it measurable, realistic, yeah. all that, then hop on a call with us. We love to talk to you guys.
Yeah. And then if you have any specific questions you want us to ask here on the show, we haven't gotten any in a while. I know we hit that big one with the intern last few podcasts ago, we asked a bunch of questions. But if you have another question that you would like for us to answer, you can actually submit those on our website as well. It's thefitcooklife.com. We got some merchandise on there. That's what pays the bills. So please go
snag
there.
Snag your tumbler. Get the fitness journal.
Yeah, I'm actually holding it in my hand right now.
It's pretty thick.
Yeah.
I like it. The paper's a good quality.
Right.
Oh, quality control, man.
Paper's good quality.
The details matter.
I'm going to quote you on that. Details make it matter. A post. Details do matter. But you can actually go there, check out those things. If you have questions about the journal, what all it entails, you can email us info@thefitcooklife.com. We'd love to talk to you about it, kind of explain it all to you, the method of the madness. So submit those questions. Contact us if needed. Follow us on Instagram @thefitcooklife.
Mm-hmm.
Follow us on Facebook @thefcl.
Mm-hmm.
And until the next podcast, guys, peace out.
See you later.